It's been said that in order to make money, you have to spend money. Well, Macon-Bibb County has taken that idea onto the tennis court. About $1 million from a 1 cent sales tax increase for special projects went to renovate the county's John Drew Tennis Center. The hope is big economic returns.
Yeah, you got 4-3.
The upgraded complex has a 360-degree observation deck sprinkled with comfortable seating. Down below are 17 resurfaced courts. On this day, young tennis players, along with their coaches, fill those courts.
I'm from Belgium. My name is Tom Delme. I've been coaching for like a year now. And I'm here this weekend with Lucas, that is playing right now, Acevedo, and Ethan.
Recently, the Southern Level Tournament was held for more than 250 players under the age of 12. Lucas and Ethan, along with their parents and Coach Delme, drove in from Charleston, South Carolina. Kenneth and Felicia Wheatland drove 7 hours from Jackson, Mississippi to bring their 11-year-old daughter, McKenna, to play.
She's doing good. This is her third singles match. So she's 1-1 right now, 1-1, lost one. She's up right now in this match, and as long as she can keep it emotionally together, she should pull this one out.
The Wheatlands and Coach Delme's crew, along with all the others, are spending money to be in Macon for this tournament.
Hotel cost,
you're going to spend about at least $400, $450 for hotels.
Maybe $600 just for the rooms plus the food.
Depending on how you want to eat, if you eat lavishly, you'll spend about $200 on meals.
Plus also the car expense, gas and all of that.
Tournament entry fees, and kids have to have coaching if you want to compete at this level.
Yeah. That is music to Carl Hodges' ears. He's the tennis manager for Macon-Bibb's Parks and Recreation.
According to the National Parks and Recreation, they say for every $1 million that come into our community, 16 full-time jobs will be created. When that dollar comes into that community, it moves around, and it'll move around 7 times, they say, before it leaves the community.
Hodge says John Drew hosted 21 events last year, which brought in about $8.5 million.
It's almost like Hartsfield Airport. If you come through Georgia and you're going to make it to even play college tennis, at that point, you had to come through Macon and John Drew Smith.
That's Rick Davison. He's with the United States Tennis Association's Southern Office in Atlanta. Macon is hardly alone in banking on tennis as a moneymaker. Rome will open a new tennis center in June.
Cities like Macon, Rome, Augusta, Athens, Columbus, a tennis tournament is huge because, when you start bringing in 700, 800 players, 1,200 players, depending on what the event is, that's a huge impact as far as the economy there.
Aside from economic impact, the community also gets some professional courts to play on, plus some great tennis to watch. So while fingers are crossed in hopes that Atlanta will be selected to host the Super Bowl in either 2019 or 2020, other communities are serving up tennis as a way to bring in some business. For GPB News, I'm Leah Fleming in Macon.